Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Soccer like Manchester United and Liverpool. So all the children from Liverpool get selected to go into the Merseyside Academy there, or the Manchester Academy or so. And if you some guy from Brazil and you're good enough, then you'll go into the Highbury Academy. So, and there is certain academies that's been started. Western Province, Paul Adams and them, they did a really good job. That's why you have so many colored players playing for the province now. Dane Patterson and Dane Pitt, Muhammad Vali, Yasin Vali, all those guys come from those structures. Yet they still went to a private school, Kagiso Rabada, one of the brightest black talents in South Africa, is probably going to break Dale Steyn's record if he continues, went to St. Stithians. He didn't go to Kagiso High, he went to St. Stithians. So the foundation at St. Stithians is totally different to the foundation at Modderfontein, for instance. So I think if you want to get everything, the structures, the you can't build a house if you don't have a plan. And you can't build a house if there's no foundation to that plan. So I think we need to have a foundation. I think we have a plan, but we don't have a foundation to be able to build.
But a role model as well. Most of these cricketers go back to their community.
Yes.
And they give something back. And
Yes.
But some of those kids, don't you feel sometimes that they get forced to play cricket or rugby or whatever? And they don't want to. Maybe they want to play football, but they get forced to because of the structures or whatever. So maybe that kid wants to be like you one day, you know, a comedian or a movie star, whatever. Now that kid gets forced to, even in offies in these schools. I mean, some of those kids, they get forced to play rugby. They don't want to because it's the man thing to do. You know what I mean? So to be, you know, a bit freedom of expression and stuff like that at school, it's sort of brainwashed still today, isn't it?
It is. I think it's all over with successful people. All over. Tiger Woods only became to, he was playing golf since he was like 3 years old. And there was a stage in his life where he hated golf. You know, but because it's always something that he always knew his entire life and it was in his bones, you can always fall back on it. Like, there's certain, like South Korea wins all the gold medals, mostly in archery.
Yeah.
It's because they start from 3 years old to do archery and to do robotics and stuff and whatever. And if you look at, you know what's the thing, I think also, yes, it's a long debate. This is a debate of note. You have to have a debate because you need to understand the other person's point of reference and you need to be challenged with your own thinking. So in Brazil, the reason why there's so many good soccer players is because they're so poor in certain favelas that the only way out of the favela is soccer. So certain parents will, even if you don't want to, they will force the child and say, look here, this is like becoming an engineer. You know, like when I was growing up, if you were a teacher, you achievement. So, but the world is changing, social media and everything. So anything is achievable now. There was a South African that landed in space, that went to space. A Mark Shuttleworth, he went to space. People is going to go to space next year. Things is achievable. You know, so it's not small anymore. And I think that's the point. How do we manage that? How do we get people to think that anything is possible?
What do you think of South Africa? Okay, before we get there, that's always my last question. I've got a couple of, I'm going to give you one word.
Mm-hmm.
First thing that comes up, you have to. One word, okay. Car.
BMW.
What was your first car? Do you remember your Skadonk?
It was a Toyota Tez.
What
Toyota,
color?
A blue, light blue.
And did you hoist some nice mags there? And
no.
Pump my, you didn't?
No, never pumped any of my cars.
Why not?
Because there's no need to. The purpose of the car is to get you from point A to point B.
Exactly. TV show?
Homeland.
Okay, good choice. Movie?
The Usual Suspects.
Movie star?
Yesterday, this is difficult. Benicio del Toro.
Okay. Food.
Penang curry.
Do you cook at home? I'd love to know. Are you the naked chef home?
And no, I mean, Chris Forrest can cook.
I believe so.
Yeah, he can cook. You on. I cook. I cook. Yeah.
And do you, I mean, you got two kids, right?
Yes, yeah.
And do you spend a lot of time with your kids?
Yeah, all the time.
And what are you very disciplined at home? Or have they got a bit of freedom with daddy?
It depends. Again, it depends on the intention and it depends on what the outcome you want.
Okay. City.
Yes, probably Johannesburg.
Okay. Country.
South Africa.
I'll say. I knew. It's in your blood, bro. Animal.
Yes, the Dugbo platypus.
Stop swearing on this radio show.
Barry the platypus.
Have you got any pets at home?
No.
And
I have fish. Koi.
And tell me, while you were a youngster, teenager, any pets at home? Do you remember dogs, cats?
No, we had a dog. We had a dog when I was like in grade 2 or grade 3. Smokey.
Yeah. The bandit.
Smokey. And then my mother had a hamster, but when I was born, she killed the hamster.
Oi.
Pitiki, because Pitiki wanted to eat me because Pitiki was jealous.
Okay.
And then we also had my son had a dog called Fasty and he ran away. It was a Jack Russell.
Okay, tell me, comedian, this is a tough one. You're not allowed to mention yourself.
Yeah?
Yeah, mach nie yourself, he's on me. Comedian. Okay, let's go international first. Comedian.
Yeah, I don't know. Eddie Izzard.
Okay, brilliant.
Yeah. Eddie Izzard, Ricky Gervais.
Local.
Yeah, John Blismus, Ellen Comedy.
Brilliant. Let's move on to bad habit. The worst habit you've got.
Smoking.
You don't bite your fingernails and toenails.
Yeah, smoking.
Smoking.
Yeah.
Have you ever quit?
No.
Will you ever quit?
Inshallah, hopefully, God willing.
Okay.
Please, God.
Your biggest fear?
I don't know.
Waarvoor is jy die bangst in die lewe?
I don't have fear.
You don't fear anything?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe heights, maybe. I don't know. Like bungee jumping and those things.
And the fear of failure?
There's no such thing as failure. It's all a perception. You either take it as a stepping stone or a stumbling block.
This is a tough one. Your biggest inspiration in your life?
My biggest inspiration in my life is I'm not where I want to be, but I'm damn glad I'm not where I used to be.
Okay, good one. We still got some Brenda Fassie. Okay, you got a choice now.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda Fassie,
yeah.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Michael Jackson. We got time for maybe one more song. JR with HHP and a guy called Joey Razdin.
No, don't play that.
Oh, why not?
No, play Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. This song came out in the 70s and it still applies today.
It's coming up next.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what
Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon, Jacaranda FM.